Hello everyone, and welcome to the CMO Stories podcast, season 2, episode 52. My name is Yuri Bilast, and I'm your podcast host, and today it's a solo episode. Actually, it will be the last episode of season 2 of my podcast. I came back from CX in Cleveland, which was an event for creators, Creator Expo Economy, and I wanted to give you some feedback, lessons learned, key takeaways from that event. Also, I wanted to talk to you or tell you about the rebranding of the CMO Stories podcast. The name of this show will not be CMO Stories anymore, as from season 3, but it will be Web3 CMO Stories, which obviously makes more sense because all of the guests in season 2 have been speaking about Web3, or at least had a link with Web3. So the new name will be Web3 CMO Stories. Okay, now let's go back to CX and to what I've learned. So the first day at CX, I went to the NFT workshop with Fanzo and with Gigi Scarlett. I heard about some mistakes that they did in the beginning, like using a layer 2 minting solution for their NFTs. They talked about, Fanzo talked about his experience with Rally and so on, talked about the fact that if you don't have your smart contract in your own hands, that it can be a problem like he had. And then a solution like Manifold can help you to create your own contract. Whereas if you use OpenSea, they own the contract that you create. So that's really important to know. He also talked about POAPS, which is a proof of attendance protocol, which proves that you have been at an event, you get an NFT, but you don't have any control about this. So Fanzo was not a fan either about this. At CX itself, they have been using mintkudos.xyz, which was a solution to give people the opportunity to get an NFT, to scan a QR code and get an NFT for every session that they attended. People that got the NFT had a chance to get a prize, and at the end, for the last day, they showed the wallet addresses of those people who had won a prize. Yeah, when Fanzo was speaking about the experience he had with layer 2 minting solution, that he was not owning the contract, that again made me think of why I chose Uncut to have my own NFTs minted. Because with Uncut, you own the contract yourself. If you want to have more information about that, feel free to send me a DM. A few other tips were that not to use the term utilities when you are talking to an audience that is not into Web3, but talk about, yeah, member benefits, because that makes way more sense. In the workshop also, they explained the concept of soulbound tokens, which are actually NFTs that you cannot transfer, like those POAPS, for instance, like those Mintkudos NFTs that we are minting during the event. You cannot transfer them because it's actually proof that you were there. So it does make sense that you can sell them or transfer them to someone else. And I also learned in a session that Stripe will have an extension like MoonPay today. So MoonPay is a solution for people that want to buy an NFT but don't have crypto. They can often use MoonPay to buy them through their credit card. So that's a really great solution. But Stripe also would have a good, an extension, a useful extension like that. So that's interesting to follow. Also, they mentioned the importance to separate your wallets. So use a wallet like MetaMask to connect with different sites, decentralized websites, but use another wallet, like a cold wallet, which is not connected to the internet, if you want to keep your Bitcoin, your Ethereum, or other coins on a safe place. During the opening session of CX, which was on the second day, Joe Pulizzi talked about how it is to be a content entrepreneur, and that the average content entrepreneur has 4,000 followers, is active on 4 channels, and is monetizing 2 channels. It was also interesting to hear that he confirms why people want to be a content entrepreneur. It's to live a better life. It's to enjoy your life, be independent, work from where you want to work, create something meaningful, and live where you want. So that was resonating really well with me. Then there was a presentation of Anne Henley. Well, it was crazy enough to give away $20. So I looked underneath my seat and I found a ticket that says, you win $20. So I went on stage and got my $20. That was really fun. But also Anne Henley's speech was memorable. The session by Jay Kloss was really interesting because he really advises to also go hard on Twitter. And that's something I've also been doing, being more active on Twitter. He said, yeah, why not repurpose your best tweets in a carousel on LinkedIn? So the combination of putting out content in a newsletter, using Twitter and using LinkedIn could really be beneficial to you. So that's something that I will actually implement myself. One of the sessions I attended was Gigi Scarlett's session about how she launched her own NFT collection and sold out. Gigi was also a guest on my own CMO Stories podcast, like also Fanzo has been a guest. So if you want to find out or discover those episodes, feel free to go back and check out season 2 of my podcast. But she gave some tips about if you launch an NFT and you use profile pictures, make sure that you zoom into those pictures so that they can use them as their profile picture. If you add benefits, for instance, access to an event, make it time-based. So like Gary V does, you can go 3 years to VCon, and after that, no one knows what will happen, but maybe Gary will offer a new access to, again, another 3 years. Probably has a strategy in mind. We will see what will happen. He would advise to talk to a lawyer, because if there are contracts involved and you add benefits, you add services linked to an NFT, it's good to have to talk to a lawyer beforehand. The session by Kyle Reedhead was also an interesting one. He was talking about Web3, but also about AI, and that thanks to Web3, verifiable content on the blockchain solves the AI-generated and fake content problem. And also the fact that content and followers that you own can move with you. That was also a big takeaway of Kyle's session. And another takeaway was that Web3 can take Web2 relationships to a next level. You can allow people to get access, maybe through a Web2 login, but if they are not using their wallet, a Web3 login, then they are missing out on certain features. So that way you motivate people to connect with their wallet. Jay Akunzo's session about podcasting was also really useful to me. And I will implement some of the things he said for my own podcast. And by the way, Jay will be a guest on the show in one of the next sessions in season 3. It was an amazing event with a lot of new connections and a lot of people that I only met online, but then managed actually to meet in real life, like some people from the Rise community. Maybe you heard that we are releasing the most amazing marketing book ever with 36 authors from all over the world, with 350 tips in it around marketing. My chapter is around Web3. And I made a video, which you maybe have seen on LinkedIn or on YouTube, with Dan and with Rob about the book. So that was also really fun to meet those people in real life. And Dan also gave me the really good idea to rebrand the podcast. And I saw John again, John Briggs. He was there too, and we were discussing with Dan rebranding at the bar at the Marriott. It was a really interesting, inspiring night, which gave me the inspiration to rebrand the podcast, to continue on the same path. This together with all of the energy, all of the good ideas I got during CEX, was also good to meet Joe Pulizzi, all the co-authors of another book that I will be writing with the Joe's community. Yeah, it was really worth to take the plane from Belgium to Cleveland and back. It's a long trip, but it was so good to meet all those people and to come back with amazing ideas and actions. Thanks so much, everyone, for listening. I might take a little break now before I start publishing the episodes of season 3 of the Web3 CMO Stories podcast. If you want to find out the exact planning, check out the description of this episode. I'm also thinking of releasing, in the beginning of season 3, at least one episode a week instead of two episodes a week. This is to give myself a little break and also give me the opportunity to really prepare meaningful content, useful content for you guys in season 3 of the Web3 CMO Stories podcast. Can't wait to see you back. Take care. And if you're interested in my Web3 mastermind, there are still spots available. We are a small group, but a really engaging group. People are taking so many actions. People are so inspired. It's for entrepreneurs, marketers that want to know more about Web3, that want to use it for their business, that want to grow, but they don't have a community or don't know where to start. If you are an entrepreneur or marketer like that, send me a DM. I would love to discuss with you about the mastermind and to see if you could be a good fit for it. So feel free to reach out. Would love to talk to you. And then, of course, in any case, I would like to see you back for the first episode of season 3. Stay tuned. Bye.